Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Elliott Bigelow. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Barrett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting third. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Weiland. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Weiland. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is hit by the pitch. Rothrock moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote bunts towards the mound. Weiland can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rothrock moves to third. Rein moves to second. Elliott Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is called out on strikes. One out. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Rothrock scores. Tote moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kraus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rhein hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skerritt. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause bunts towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to third. One out. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Rhein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 0-for-1 in the game. Bigelow takes first base on ball 4. Russ Skerritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skerritt is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Skerritt strikes out. There goes Bigelow. The throw from Krause to second, and Bigelow is out. Two outs. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-1 in the game. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunfield moves to third. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-0 in the game. Krause hits a fly ball into right field. Bigelow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hunfield tags and scores. One out. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiland bunts in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sissel scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. Bigelow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a line drive towards short. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hunfield can't make a play. That's a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tote strikes out. Two outs. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bigelow is hit by the pitch. Rhein moves to second. Johnny Heving pinch hits for Russ Scarrett. Wally Gerber pinch runs for Elliot Bigelow. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rhein scores. Gerber moves to second. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber now playing shortstop. Ken Williams now playing left field. Doug Tate now playing right field. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Reagan hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russell moves to second. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sissel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tate. Krause reaches second base with a double. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Weiland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Krause moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mostill hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Standard pinch hits for Phil Toad. Jerry Standard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Standard hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber strikes out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Standard now playing first base. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 3 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 3 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tate. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Kahm moves to third. Milt Gaston now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kahm scores. Clancy moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sissel strikes out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clancy scores. Reynolds scores. Hunfield moves to third. It's 6-2, White Sox. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krause. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Krause steals second. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 3 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kahm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves pinch hits for Charlie Berry. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.